How good was that?
Welcome to Off the Hook with Rex Hunt for Clapmarine, trusted to protect Australia's boating lifestyle for more than 45 years.
Well, they certainly do, Sean, and welcome to you and to you right around Australia and very overcast conditions in Melbourne. I reckon about 10 or 11 mils of rain down on the eastern seaboard of Port Phillip Bay during the last 24 hours. And it's got a little bit of winter feel about it. Gee, it got cold during the week. It certainly did. And in this particular hour, we go to Albury Wodonga in a moment to speak to Stan the Hook, to Western District Township of Colac for Doug Lucas. Mick from Hooked on Bait and Tackle is back in town after a beautiful trip up to Papua New Guinea. He'll be covering the area, the mouth of the Yarra down to St. Leonard's. Captain Steve Johnson will be with us from Western Port. Ashley Hallam from the east coast of Tasmania. Lee Rayner from Fishing Fever down there in Mortialik. Captain Matthew Hunt at Portland, where the fishing continues to thrive during the week. I've got the spot of the week. It's an absolute beauty that everyone can go to. William Thompson has been on the Kingfish. We'll talk to him at Always Angling at Traralgon. And Christopher Spence will be with us from the Norton Estate Winery at Horsham. And then finally, Jimmy Credlin at JC's Bait and Tackle at Swan Hill. But first off the rank, opening the bowling from the southern end with a brand new nut. Let's say good morning to Stan the Hook at Albury Wodonga.
Good morning, Rex, and a wet one too. We haven't had drizzle since about 8 o'clock yesterday. 14 mil yesterday and 22 last night, 36 mil. Gee. That will make the fish really happy, even the fishermen.
And if you get a bit of a warm spot in the next 3 or 4 weeks, is that the first lot of mushies that might pop up?
I've already done the circle, mate.
Yeah.
I love my mushies.
Yeah. Okay, yes. What's been happening on the river this week?
Well, talking about fishermen, mate. I got a bit of a problem. VR Fish and Fisheries too do it. 721 fishermen they represent.
721,000, you mean?
Yeah, 721,000, sorry.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's the problem. I can't work that one out because there's only over about 200,000 with licenses.
Yes.
So where's the rest and what is the makeup? I'd love to know.
Well, the rest will be those that don't legally require a license and those that fish without a license. And surely they couldn't count the people who fish without a license because that's condoning illegal tactics.
That's exactly right.
So therefore, like have you got the exceptions there? It's under 16, is it?
Yeah, under 18, mate. Under a license.
Okay, under 18, if you're receiving a Commonwealth pension or any other pension, legal pension, so there you are, there are many hundreds of thousands of them,
yep.
And this is the big one, but it won't be, is if you're a senior, 60 years of age, when you turn 60, you don't need a license. And
yes.
I think that was most irresponsible of whoever brought that in, because
yep.
Surely most of us, when we're 60, we want to do more fishing, and if we can't afford the week, how much is a license?
The cheapest in the world, $24.50.
$24, and as you know, you and I, we're both over 60, but we both buy licenses because we want the money to go into, projects, particularly for kids. I'm interested in Dallas getting to me because he said he was going from Verfish, get these figures to me, and I'm sure he will.
Well, you won't get them on the website, mate, because I can't get them up. It won't work.
Well, as soon as I get them, they'll be on my website. But the thing about it is this, is that the Andrews government, who is certainly making their way and some controversial decisions. But on the fishing, they said, in a couple of years' time, they want 1 million anglers in Victoria.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to know actually how many you see, my thought on it, and I don't know what your thoughts are, that everybody who fishes, we must know. When you say we, the fisheries department must know, because then and only then can you get an accurate summation of how many people go fishing.
That's exactly right.
And they're saying 721. Well, it's like doing a survey on Port Phillip Bay. There's 20 boats all bagged out, so there's 5,000 fish died on Port Phillip Bay, and these people do surveys. They are people who make rules for fishermen, and they don't fish themselves, and they're only supported by people who hate fishing.
Well, I've got a solution for them. Get off their ass, get around and get a list of the fishing clubs, how many's in the fishing clubs, and that way that also they can get the what fish have been caught and how many have been caught. And Dallas, I'd like to know how many people actually done that survey, because they've only run for 2 weeks. Well, on the trout cod.
He'll get some information to me. Okay, give us a wind-up of
now,
what's
Dartmouth,
happening.
Now, Dartmouth, mate, fishing well still with up there, trawling with the lead core at 25 feet. Downriggers down to 55 feet. Some nice big brown trout getting caught up there on worms, mud eyes, and the Tassie devils. Eel and the trout are starting to move, so they're coming up. And the last lot that I've seen got caught on a pink and white Tassie devil. There's only a few cod getting caught on the trawl. Now, the Midder River has been some big cod, as you've seen, one of them, and on worms and lures. And a lot of the trout are still getting caught, as you already seen, Rex, with one of the photos. So if you're up there, give us a call on 0450281845.
Say that again.
0450281845.
So that's Stan the Hook up there, and he's serious. If you need any information on the Albury-Wodonga area or want to find out where the kids' fishing holes are, Stan's contact number 0450281845. And thank you very much to Stan the Hook. Dartmouth producing nice big brown trout, but you've got to get down with downriggers, Tassie devils that go there. And Eildon, the fish starting to move into the areas of the Hauka River and the Big River and the Delatite. Preparing for spawning, and the best lure there is pink Tassie devils. Let's go to Victoria's Western District, and with his weekly report, here's our very own Doug Lucas.
Morning. Last weekend saw a few nice rainbows start to turn up in Parambit, up to 1.6. They took those on mud eyes right around the weed beds in depths of about 2 to 3 metres. So they're in there chasing the stuff in amongst the weeds. Brown and tunnock have been fairly slow, but there's still plenty of small redfin. And I had confirmation yesterday that the rest of the 20,000 browns are going in there in mid-May, along with 5,000 rainbows. So they have lived up to their commitment. We've got our 20,000 browns, so that's quite good to see. Bull and Mary, when we were releasing fish there on Monday, we put 5,000 browns and 5,000 rainbows. But one boat fishing there, and they had 3 tunnock while watching all around the kilo. So it seems the chinook are starting to come on again in Bull and Mary. And I expect a few rainbows to start biting as well as the water temperature starts to drop. I'll be using a bit of power bait off the shore or flatline trawling with a cobra-style lure. West Barland Dam saw a few trout to 1.3 on mud eyes and scrub worms, fished under a float on the eastern side of the wall. Wordy Bullock Reservoir, it's very patchy at the moment. The water's fairly low, so you give that a bit of a miss. Curdy's also slowed down a bit for brim, but if you put in the time, you'll still get a few, and they are starting to go up into the river. The best bait there is peel prawns or scrub worms. The air's also fishing quite well. Now the main holiday season's over, there's a bit more room there for people to camp, but you remember you've still got to book and pay down there. Also some nice brown trout land on lures in the river from the fall right up to the Ocean Road Bridge. Last trip I had down, they actually got some nice brown trout up to 1.2 in the ford itself. Mm. So they are starting to move down there, and I will be going down the Gellibrand over the next week because about this time of the year I normally get the sea runs. So I hope they're coming in there, so it's worth a trip there. Surf fish has been a bit of a mixed bag. A few anglers have got a few fish on an occasional visit, but most times it's been fairly slow there. So, but the Lawn Pier, I think if the weather forecast lives up to its what it's supposed to happen, it should fish well there over this weekend because it normally comes in there well after a bit of a blow.
Thank you very much to Doug Lucas. What a great report. He sounds well, and thank you for your service to anglers right across the country. Okay, time now to go to a special guest. I fished with him during the week and enjoyed his company. And let's pick up some of the action from this guest on the banks of the Stevenson River earlier this week.
Yes, folks, I'm at it again. The big fella is fishing with one of his special mates. No, one of my special friends, David Grisold, used to be known as the chocolatier in 3RW's golden years of fishing and footy. But that's another story. The sound of the Stevenson River, just a little bit up overnight with about probably 4 or 5 points in the old scale of rain above the Taggarty River area. And the little browns have come out to play. 20 metre stretch. I just landed three. They're only small fish, some just as big as small mullet, but it's just wonderful to be here. And up above, 35 metres, I'm watching a master at work, totally enthralled in the river, in the movements of the river, in the sounds of the river, and the habits of the magnificent trout that live right through this Akron Valley. That's why I go fishing, and that's why I want you to try it. If you've never tried, grab a mate, grab your son, grab your daughter, grab your family and go fishing. Because I can tell you now, there's nothing quite like it, just it's food for the brain. Join us after the break as we continue in the wonderful world of fishing. I'm Rex Hunt and this is Off the Hook.
You're listening to Off the Hook for Club Marine Magazine, Australia's leading marine lifestyle magazine.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. With National Tiles' amazing under-tile heating, your floor tiles will be as warm as toast this winter. Whether you're building or renovating, insist on National Tiles' under-tile heating. And from less than $300 for an average bathroom floor, it's an excellent investment in your home's comfort. National Tiles' under-tile heating, the best $300 investment in home comfort you'll ever make. Visit nationaltiles.com.au now and save.
Okay, let's pump some iron. And one, and two, and INC.
Huh?
If you take your training seriously, then it's time to take INC Sports Nutrition. There's a huge range of supplements and bars designed to help you to gain size, retain muscle and recover faster. That's why INC is the official supplement supplier to the North Melbourne Footy Club. INC Sports Nutrition is exclusive to Chemist Warehouse and My Chemist. INC Sports Nutrition. For serious results, live large.
Australia's favourite marine lifestyle magazine, Club Marine, is turning 30. And to help celebrate, we're having our biggest ever subscriber giveaway with our 30th anniversary birthday bonanza. There are six fantastic Pacific fishing and boating trips to be won. Three Sea-Doo Spark PWCs, plus 30 cases of premium wine. To enter, simply subscribe to Club Marine magazine. With all the latest boating and fishing news, plus great fishing destinations and informative articles, there's a reason it's read by more fishos and boaties than any other mag. Check it out at clubmarine.com.au.
Hi, Bradley Hill from the Hawthorn Football Club here. As a Hawk, to be made from brown and gold means that I will seize every opportunity and take the game on, always. To our fans, be proud to be made from brown and gold and buy your 2015 Hawks membership now. Let's make this year the best yet. Call 13000 Hawks or visit membership.hawthornfc.com.au.
We are the mighty fighting Hawks.
Your website is awesome. You've invested mega bucks and megabytes to get it just right. But to get people to actually visit your retina-popping haven of HTML, you're going to need one thing.
It's a love thing.
Radio. Do you know Australians are six times more likely to go to the websites they hear advertised on the radio? So give your website a kick in the rankings. Just search radio.
It's a love thing.
It's a love thing.
You could do a double major and get a double degree, but get double-crossed buying a double-breasted suit while you were double-parked beside a double-decker and get in double trouble. Or you could get down to Hyundai's double-up event with two great deals. For a limited time, get the sleek 2014 Elantra sedan from just $19,990 drive away, plus a $1,000 gift card. But hurry, the Hyundai double-up event will end soon. See your Hyundai dealer on the double before these great deals run out.
Dave has a bulk nutrient story. When he retired from footy, he put on a few kegs, and after his missus pointed that out, he hit the gym. That's when Dave found bulknutrients.com.au. Their products helped him lose those extra kilos and build some pretty impressive lean muscle. Now Dave is killing it, and his missus is pretty happy too. So what's your bulk nutrient story? Bulk Nutrients, Aussie-made pure supplements direct from the factory to you. Get your free sample at bulknutrients.com.au.
Have you ever wanted a cafe where everything is done your way? Where you choose the music, the location? Well, good news. You can now make your car your cafe because your favourite barista-made McCafe coffee is now available at McDonald's drive-thru at participating restaurants.
Whatever you want, every day.
Every loaf of Coles Smart Buy white toast or sandwich bread is just 85 cents a loaf every day. Great for school lunches, just 85 cents for a loaf of Coles Smart Buy white toast or sandwich bread every day at Coles.
1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport.
Off the hook for Club Marine. The big news for 2015 is that Australia's favourite marine lifestyle magazine, Club Marine, turns 30.
Oh, congratulations and happy birthday to Club Marine. The open line is open. I forgot to tell you, got a couple of lines there clear on 1300 235 548. 1300 235 548. That's right. Julian Bayard is on the switch this morning. He'll answer your call. And if you're half sensible, we'll put you to air. In a moment to Mick at Hooked on Bait and Tackle, and then to Steve Johnson at Victoria's Western Port. This morning, it's a west-nor-west at Rill at the moment, about 4 knots, 6 knots at the offices of Ace Fishing Services at Hastings Marina, 9 knots west-nor-west Point Wilson, and just down round the rip, it's 14 knots west-nor-west. For the later today, the winds west-nor-west 15 through 20, tending west to southwesterly 20 to 30 towards afternoon, late evening. So I'm glad I went with Doug Ristic yesterday down to Mud Island. We got a lovely bag, I meant to say a legal bag. We got our 20 each, a beautiful fish from 37 to 42 centimetres, King George Whiting. And we got 10 calamari. And there were quite a few boats until the rain came, but there's some lovely fish at the bottom of the bay, and I'm sure that Mick from Hooked on Bait and Tackle will be telling us all about that. But he's freshly back from Papua New Guinea, and he's ready to go after a lovely holiday. And good morning at Hooked on Bait and Tackle at Hoppers Crossing to Mick.
Good morning, Rex and listeners, and certainly was a fantastic fishing holiday over there in PNG, and can't wait to get back for some more action. Catching up with the whiting fishing over here at over the last day or so, it's been pretty good. Once again, Queenscliff, through to St. Leonards, have been producing some good fish. It has slowed down a little compared to what it has been in the previous couple of weeks, but as you were saying, Rex, there's some excellent size fish amongst them, so they've been very, very good down there. There's also some good squids still continuing to travel down that neck of the woods. Just past the Swan Bay entranceway, moving up to St. Leonards has been the best section for the squid. Queenscliff has been a little bit slower, but tending to have some larger models amongst them, which has been good to see. Once again, Werribee for the whiting have been a little bit patchy again this week. Point Cook has still been your best bet, which has been good to see, and it's been bucking the trend a little bit down that way with great size fish, again up to that 36 to 38 centimetre mark, which has been good to see. Some good salmon schools still moving in the area as well, which has been great, and they're nudging fish a kilo and a half to a kilo and three quarter. No real spots to where they're travelling. It's just a matter of being out in the water, spotting the birds and moving over them. But they've generally been deep off Point Cook, moving back towards that Altona Bay region. And I'm going to get out this weekend and do some fishing, my Rex. So we've got some great reports for next week for you.
That's great. Perhaps next week you'll have time just to give us a summary of that wonderful trip up in Papua New Guinea. That was Mick at Hooked on Bait and Tackle. Let's now go straight to the offices of Ace Fishing Services. And the King of Western Port is on the line, Stevie J. It's a very good morning across the nation to our very own Captain Stephen Johnson.
Good morning, Rex. Good morning, listeners. A little bit damp down here on Western Port this morning, but the wind is down for this morning, so people that are out there will get a good chance to chase some fish. Once again, Western Port, still a bit tough on the whiting. They are there, but as I've been saying for a little while now, you do have to work for them. You get a couple of fish here and a couple of fish there, but if you work an area and just keep moving, you can pick up a bag of fish, but it certainly it can be hard work. A few squid around as well. A lot of people, Rex, have now switched over to concentrating on some gummy fishing when the tide allows to fish in the deeper water. I've seen some nice gummies come in this week, some from down near the western entrance, probably from a little bit south of Buoy 12, around Buoy 5 to Buoy 1 has produced some nice gummies, as well as on the bottom of French Island. And on the calm days, if you want to get down to Seal Rock, if you can get down around the Seal Rock, some nice quality snotties down there, or Warrahoo, Snotty Trevally, some good quality ones down there, and they do go in terms of a snapper. They fight like three snapper at once. So really good fun catching those if you can get down there, but you really do have to pick your days because the swell has been up and down, and even when you think it's going to be down, it can be a bit rough there. It can be a bit dangerous, but there's some quality fish down there. So some whiting also. If you're down that way, on the way back, try Cat Bay, Hen and Chickens, and just north of McCaffrey's Reef there at the Pink House, and pick up a few good quality whiting there. But Western Port's got the fish. You just have to work for them, Rex.
Yeah, they swam out of your area and into Ristic's Mark. You know they're at Ristic's Mark at Mud
Island.
Yeah,
Ristic's Mark. Yeah, actually, yeah. Look, I've tried Ristic's Mark over here. It's not working so good.
Well, it's working very good over there, mate. So all the very best. And mud, flood or blood, you're always here, and we're pleased that you're sounding well, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Rex. Thank you very much.
acefishingcharters.com.au. Let's go to Frankston, an open line caller, been good enough to hang on. Good morning to you, Jim.
G'day, Rexy. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling through.
No worries. Captain Stevie J just sort of answered my question, but, you know, I'm just wondering what has happened to the whiting this year. Is it just a cyclic thing? Because I've really struggled. I've picked up a couple here and there, like you said. But, yeah, it's been tough.
The numbers didn't come in. And, you know, we had a sort of snapper season like that and they came late. But I'm not so sure that the whiting are going to come late because they're just not there in the numbers in Western Port. Jim, I reckon you've got to, you know, start to think about the lower sections of Port Phillip Bay between Dromana and Portsea on the eastern seaboard and particularly, you know, between Indented Head and St Leonard's and Queenscliff on the other, because yesterday there was a lot of fish around Mud Island. There's a lot of fish at St Leonard's. You know, they're not absolutely crawling with them, but I think it's only going to get better in a few months. Western Port's still worth a try if you're not after whiting, but it's been a horrible whiting season for a lot of blokes down there, and thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Tim, and thank you very much for your call.
Rex, yeah, ringing from Portland, just about the super trawler they plan to have running in our waters. We've got a rally tomorrow at the old Portland boat ramp. We'd like to get people down there for as many signatures as possible, please.
Okay, you hold the line, and my producer, Julian, will take the details. And what I'm disappointed in is that I've found out about the rally now. I need to know about these things, and it's no one's fault. But what we'll do now is we'll eradicate any problems, speak to Julian Bayard, one of my producers, give him some details. He'll put it up on the screen, and I will give it what for right through to the 8 o'clock news throughout particularly Victoria and Western Victoria. And when I speak to my son, Captain Matthew Hunt, I'll plug it again. So good on you, Tim, for getting off your backside with all of your people down there. For those people that don't know, the super trawler, the rallies that went from Torquay and Altona, there was going to be no super trawler, and now they've changed their mind. They're stuffing our fishing. They're stuffing the commercial fishing. They're going to kill it and then move on until there's nothing left. And this is why we have to have an organisation, be it burfish, be it stirfish, be it dirfish, be it crabfish. It doesn't matter. Anglers, kids, medium kids, old kids are going to have to stand up because our fishery is under siege. It's under siege. And as John Kennedy said, don't think, don't hope, do something. This is real. People want to take away your family sport. Fight like hell! Let's pick up some more of the action in the mighty Akron Valley, particularly the Stevenson River. And, gee, my friend David Grisold and I had some wonderful, wonderful fly fishing in late autumn about an hour and a half from Melbourne.
Well, I'm sitting on a log just looking at a wonderful little rainbow trout. He can be no more than 30 centimetres, but out of this bubbling little brook in the Stevenson River Valley, goodness gracious me, it is fantastic. The jet stream above suggests busy business people and otherwise going back and forth from Sydney. And in the rays of sunshine before they disappear over the top of that badly burnt eucalyptus hill, I can see midges, and there's millions of them. There's an odd rise, but the fish are feeding on nymphs. And my next guest can take a bow because I rang him on the way with my friend David on Wednesday. And I said, what do you suggest? He said, a bead-headed nymph and then a trailing weightless nymph under an indicator. And we've got 14 lovely fish. They're not big. They're certainly wonderful, wonderful, respectable fish out of a babbling little brook like this. So, without any further ado, let's go to the east coast of Tasmania. And it's a very good morning on the east coast of Tasmania to our very own Ashley Hallam.
Morning, Rex.
It's you, Ashley.
Morning, Rex. How you going? Yes, mate. I was sort of wound up in the stream. I think I was there with you by the sound of it.
Isn't it just amazing that you can spend, like, I didn't read the Bible, but I believe there was 40 days and 40 nights of rain. But for 40 days and 40 nights, you've been battling a tuna out off Eagle Hawk Neck, and that the hairs on the back of your head can raise up at the thought of 14 little browns, you know, about 30 centimetres each.
Absolutely.
But just so focused on the trailing nymph that they actually swim through your legs. And it's just amazing, you know, when fish get that focus, all they want is that lure or that fly.
That's right, Rex. Absolutely. I'm definitely hearing you there.
So, you're absolutely stuffed. You've been to the doctor, you've had sustagen, you've had vitamins. You've been fighting a fish for 40 days. Tell us about your monster tuna, mate, that got off.
Okay, well, we had some people down from Sydney. And a guy there, he wanted to get his daughter a record tuna before she became too old to be able to claim the record. So they wanted to fish round about sort of the 30, 40 kilo mark. We set out in the morning, bit of a crew of us, my daughter on board. We went out on a friend's boat, about a 42-foot Riviera. We went out of Port Arthur. We'd only been travelling for maybe 15 minutes, and we saw a lot of big fish all around the 100 kilo mark busting up everywhere like dolphins. But unfortunately, it was way too rough there to even do anything. So we pressed on around the corner, around Tasman Island, where we caught a few school fish, and up into a place called Munro's Bight, which is like a great big sort of a long bay on the Tasman Peninsula. And we fished our way up in there for a little bit, caught a couple more school fish, which are fish in the sort of the 40-pound bracket. And then my daughter said, oh, Dad, you should have seen that fish grab the lure. It was huge. And I thought, oh, things are going to get real from now on.
Yeah.
So the other young lady, she got on the rod. She's a very keen angler and quite a big girl for her age. Strong sort of a girl. And she battled that fish. The fish took the lure and settled into a bit of a pattern where it took us out to sea. We kept going out and out and out. I knew it was a big fish round about, well, so I thought about the 100 kilo bracket.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, she fought that fish. She fought that fish for 4 hours in the end.
Oh.
And it was just too much for her. And then we saw the fish a few times, and she went into a form of lactic acid shock, which was pretty horrible to watch.
Oh, that's horrible.
But she was such a keen angler. She would not let go of that rod until she was absolutely done for.
Well, it was a potential catch of a lifetime for anybody.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So, anyway, we saw the fish on the surface a few times, and yes, it was a big fish, somewhere between 160 and 200 kilos, I would have imagined.
Oh.
Anyway, so that was that. She'd had enough, and we thought, well, we better get this fish so she can have a look at it. So my friend took the rod, and I said, oh, you won't need a harness. That fish is done for. Just give it 15 minutes, and we'll have it tied up, basically. Well, that 15 minutes turned into, the light was failing, of course. And that 15 minutes turned into about 7 hours from that point. He had the fish on the rod. That was once it got dark. And we'd make ground on it and lose ground. And this went on and on and on. And we'd further out into the shipping channels. We had a cruise liner go past us at one point. pretty crazy, like a huge block of flats lit up in the middle of the night. Anyway, so he had it on, and then I ended up getting something I was looking to avoid. I ended up strapping into the harness from midnight until dawn, and I thought, well, I thought I'll make an impression on this thing. All the time we were fishing, drag was right up on sunset, and foot luck was just maxed out the whole time, because we were at a point where we sort of thought, well, it's make or break.
Yeah, but you've done enough fishing to know, once you're into 2 or 3 hours, the percentage of you landing the fish goes down and down and down, not because of anything else, but stress and strain on the angler, but stress and strain on your terminal tackle, on your knots,
absolutely,
on your rigs, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we'd rigged this stuff the night before. We had a big fluorocarbon wind on leader. I did a bimini twist on the double. We had a nice double there. It was only 24-kilo line. Anyway, that went on and on. And the sun came up, and I thought, things are good now. I've got the fish on a shorter line. We only had it on like about, it was only going probably 60 or 70 yards at the most, so we had it on quite a short line. and the sun came up, and I like to be in control of things, so I asked Hooch, who was the guy who was on the rod before, whether he'd take the rod again. I like to sort of work the leader and the gaffs and things like that. So he took it again, and we got to see the fish on the surface again. Now, the most incredible thing that we couldn't believe, somewhere through the night, another fish had got involved.
Ah.
And the lure, which had obviously been sliding up and down the leader, being sort of semi-fluorescent, another fish had jumped on that lure or tried to get involved somehow and got tangled in the leader, because there was only a single hook, and that was in the actual bluefin itself.
All over Red Rover.
Well, there. So we're fighting two fish. I think this has got on for hours, Rex.
Nah. Well, you could go on for hours to the news, so get to the climax so I can go to a
All
break.
Right. Okay, so anyway, so there we are, quartering along, looking at this giant fish. There's another big fish in the leader, which is probably about, 60 or 70 kilos. It's all black. It looks like either an oil fish or a rudder fish or maybe a small swordfish. Anyway, to cut a long story short, the leader just couldn't take any more in the end, and where the double line was cat's paw to the leader, the other fish just rubbed it through.
And the big thing about it is that there'll be dozens, if not hundreds, more of those big fish. And thank you to Ashley Hallam on the east coast of Tasmania for taking us right into the action. While you people were sleeping and going to nightclubs or driving home, he was battling with his crew out on the east coast, a tuna of the estimated to be around about 400 pounds in the old scale, and that's why you go fishing. Out of the break, Lee Rayner and Captain Matthew Hunt. Plenty more to come. You're listening to Off the Hook for Club Marine Magazine, Australia's leading marine lifestyle magazine.
You're listening to Off the Hook for Club Marine Magazine, Australia's leading marine lifestyle magazine.
Everybody knows that Ferncher-Gully Nissan are Australia's most awarded Nissan dealer for customer satisfaction. And we know that Ferncher-Gully Nissan are Australia's biggest selling dealership, selling more Nissans than any other dealership. But did you know that they will not be beaten on price on any new Nissan they have in stock? So for the best price, the best customer service and the biggest selection of Nissan stock, there's only one place to buy your new Nissan, at the Nissan Sales Centre. Ferncher-Gully Nissan, Australia's most awarded Nissan dealer ever.
LMCT 11311.
Hello to life changing all the time. Say hello to good things and all that you can find wherever you go. Say hello.
Wanting to sell your property this year?
Well, cross it off your list today by contacting one of the four offices at Chisholm & Gaiman.
9531 1245.
Or online at chisholmgaiman.com.au.
Wherever you go, say hello.
In the 1966 grand final, for players in the losing team, the result was tough. Since then, there's only been one thing tougher. Trojan Tools. Trojan hand tools come with a lifetime guarantee, so you'll hand them down for generations. Trojan's 26-piece precision screwdriver set with interchangeable head is ideal for the odd-sized nail or screw. It's also a bit of a tongue twister, but for just $9.98, who cares? Trojan hand tools, lifetime guarantee, available now at Bunnings.
You want better results?
Yes!
Don't work harder, work smarter.
If you take your training seriously, then it's time to take INC Sports Nutrition. There's a huge range of supplements and bars designed to help you to gain size, retain muscle and recover faster. That's why INC is the official supplement supplier to the North Melbourne Footy Club. INC Sports Nutrition is exclusive to Chemist Warehouse and My Chemist. INC Sports Nutrition. For serious results, live large.
It makes sense that Apia has been named Australia's most recommended home insurance brand by our customers, because we're dedicated to offering great value for over 50s. We don't charge you extra to pay by the month. Plus, we have home insurance to suit your life stage. And you'll always speak to a real person, 24/7. Call us for a chat on 1350 50 and find out how Apia rewards your experience.
Awarded by Engage Marketing 2014 Consumer Study. Apia is an authorised representative of AAI Limited, the product issuer. Consider the PDS. Call 1350 50 for a copy.
This season, the game goes to a new level. I'll go past you. The game demands more strength. I'll have more power than you. The game wants more skill. I'm already there, kicking it in my concave boots.
Concave, official boot of the Geelong Cats. Find your Concave retailer at concave.com.
The game is ours.
There's more to dial before you dig than just dialing and digging.
We are there to promote community safety, to protect underground assets,
and to prevent the disruption of essential services to the community.
So before you dig yourself into a hole you can't get out of, dial 1100
or go online at 1100.com.au.
Save on Coles squeezy yoghurt 70-gram packs, down to just 80 cents each every day. Great for school lunches, just 80 cents each every day. Prices are down every day at Coles.
Pick apart. Don't leave that car just sitting in a heap. Come to Pick Apart, where everything's cheap. Clean up these holidays by bringing all your old car parts and any scrap metal lying around to Pick Apart Kilsyth. We'll pay you for it. And the best part, you'll have a tidy garage and yard for the new year. Yes, we pay for all ferrous and non-ferrous metal. So bring it to Pick Apart Kilsyth now and clean up.
Pick apart.
Enter over the Weybridge weekday 7:30 till 4, Saturday 8 till 2, Fassel Road, Kilsyth only.
1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport.
On Off the Hook, Rex's top 30 fishing and boating spots for Club Marine. The big news for 2015 is that Australia's favourite marine lifestyle magazine, Club Marine, turns 30.
And thank you very much to you, Sean. Number 29 in my top fishing spots is the Tambo River, which has been featured regularly on a lot of television shows, but particularly Fishing Edge, with a very basic brim segment by our very own Lee Rayner at the mouth of the Tambo River. I fished the Tambo probably 55 years ago. I used to run bus trips down there. It's easy to get to. There's a big four holiday park at Bairnsdale, which is absolutely magnificent. Right up the top, there's some fresh water species like trout and blackfish, but the tidal area is the one we're looking at. There's some estuary perch up around the cliffs, but the rough road down to the ramp at Johnsonville and then to the mouth is where it all happens for the big southern brim. They're nice, they're big, they're small, there's a great run of them, and the best baits are spider crabs, sandworms and shrimp. There's brim, mullet, flathead, and as I said, estuary perch, the odd garfish, the odd school mulloway, and schools of tailor in February, March. And Fishing Fever's very own Don Ung has been a regular visitor there over the last few weeks around the bridge, the highway bridge, the Princess Highway Bridge at Johnsonville, with his soft plastics and hard bodies, and he's got some ripper brim. The Tambo River rates highly. It's number 29 in my favourite fishing spots around Australia. And you can celebrate with the magazine's biggest ever subscriber giveaway, because Club Marine have six fantastic Pacific fishing and boating trips to be won, plus three Sea-Doo Spark PCWs, that's a personal whatever, and 30 cases of premium assorted wines. All new look magazine for 2015, read by more fishos and boaties than any other magazine. clubmarine.com.au. At fishingfever.com.au, at Boundary Road, Morty Alec. Good morning to Lee Rayner.
Morning, Rex. How are you going today?
I'm all right. What's a PCW?
PWC, personal watercraft.
Okay, well, I told you, these blokes back in the studio have no idea. They have NFG, NFI, PC, it's PWC, Julian, you absolute cranium. Anyhow, it doesn't matter, just joking. Okay, you've been away filming on the south coast of New South Wales, and give us a report, please.
Yeah, Rex, went up there this week for Fishing Edge, and we, as much as I normally go offshore, this trip we stayed purely inshore. Started at Mallacoota, fish with our mate Stewie Hines, and it was the Fish Estuary Adventures. It was Stewie's day off, so we just went fishing for the day. And they've had 100 mil of rain up there, Rex. Like at Mallacoota, the water is literally like a cup of coffee. And it made the fishing tough, but I tell you what, we still caught a bag of really, really nice brim fishing over sand flats. You're in a metre of water and you couldn't see the bottom, but we were catching brim on lures, and the fishing there is just phenomenal at the moment. Stewie said it's been like that for months and it will continue like that for a couple of months. So we did that for a day. Then we went up to Naruma and fished in Wagonga Inlet for a couple of days, and we had some really good estuary fishing, wrecks, like good brim, flathead, got some very, very big tailor in the lake, flounder, which I've managed to find a few areas of the lake over the years that hold the flounder, and got a couple of those.
What do you catch them on, Lee?
Just on soft plastics, right?
Yeah,
They love a soft plastic. They're quite the predator, and got them on little vibes and stuff like that. Certainly, you need to downsize your lure a little bit, because obviously you haven't got a huge mouth like a big flathead.
Yeah.
And then we also went down to Tilba and fished the surf beach at Tilba, and I reckon that's one of the best looking surf beaches I've fished in my life. It's very, very deep. It's known for gummy sharks and mulloway and phenomenal salmon fishing. And we got some beautiful big salmon and very, very big tail off there as well.
It really is the mecca of holiday destinations. There's no doubt about the south coast of New South Wales. And during the week, you've come back to a fantastic report prepared by yourself and the staff. And give us a summary of what's happening around Melbourne, please.
Plenty going on at the moment, Rex. You've got heaps going on locally still. The pinkies are fishing very, very well off Ricketts Point, but there's some really good squid fishing starting to fire up, both land-based and in the boats. And Harry Stord went down to Mount Martha this week with his fiancée, and they got a beautiful bunch of squid. Laura and Amelia fishing over at St. Leonard's with their dad. They've been getting squid and whiting, and the whiting fishing over there has been very, very good. There was even a mulloway caught down off Mount Martha this week. Not a big one, but there's been a lot of mulloway in the bay. There's a lot of mulloway in Paterson River once again. There's definitely an emerging fishery there. In Western Port, there is still snapper around. Johnny Young got a beautiful 6-kilo red during the week. Elephant fish, we don't hear heaps about them at the moment, but they've been getting caught. And then
the reason is because there's a one per person bag limit. You don't hear about it.
It's sort of wrecked it a bit. But and then down the west coast, Rex, those big bluefin tuna at Port Macdonald in South Australia. It's sort of funny. The fishing there is phenomenal, but there's not a lot of people doing it. And I think it's just because it's that bit further away. Mm. But this week, a fish of 159 kilos was caught down there.
So good on you, Lee.
Tuna.
Really appreciate it, and thanks very much for your report, fishingfever.com.au. I know Matthew's on the line, but just hang on, son. I need to get a break. I spoke to Ashley Hallam too long because we fought that southern bluefin tuna for 40 days and 40 nights with Ashley, and it was a great report. But out of the break, we'll go bang with Matthew Hunt at Portland, then to Will Thompson, who's caught kingfish at Deal Island, then to Chris Spence, then to Jimmy Credlin. We're going to wrap it all up right around Australia for Club Marine. This is Off the Hook.
You're listening to Off the Hook for Club Marine Magazine, Australia's leading marine lifestyle magazine.
Coming up on Sunday, April 19, is Spicer Thoroughbreds Yearling Parade Day. Your chance to become a horse owner with Australia's leading syndicator. Hosted by Jason Richardson, champion trainers Peter Moody, Darren Weir and Leon Corstens will be talking about their horses, and Damien Oliver will be there also casting his eye over these potential future superstars. Spicer Thoroughbreds Yearling Parade Day, Werribee Racecourse, Sunday, April 19. You must register at spicerthoroughbreds.com.au.
What do you reckon, mate? Beer o'clock?
Bloody oath. I'll race you to the pub.
Yeah, I'll give you $3.80 on the nose.
Come on, I can get a better price than that.
You'll always get the best odds on today's racing with oddschecker.com.au. Pick the best odds from over 20 bookmakers and win more when you bet on racing. Plus, you'll get the best bonus bet promotions. So before they jump anywhere today, go to oddschecker.com.au. Your best bet.
You could get the double brick house with a double garage and double wardrobes in the double bedrooms. Love a double shot, live a double life, love a double entendre, which makes you double over. And now, there's Hyundai's Double Up event with two great deals. For a limited time, get the award-winning i30 hatch from just $19,990 drive away, plus a $1,000 gift card. But hurry, the Hyundai Double Up event will end soon. See your Hyundai dealer on the double before these great deals run out.
We're a happy team at Hawthorn. Hi, Bradley Hill from the Hawthorn Football Club here. As a Hawk, to be made from brown and gold means that I will seize every opportunity and take the game on, always. To our fans, be proud to be made from brown and gold and buy your 2015 Hawks membership now. Let's make this year the best yet. Call 13000 Hawks or visit membership.hawthornfc.com.au.
We are the mighty fighting Hawks.
For Momentum Energy, here's this week's SEN Momentum Switch.
At halftime, the Demons were leading. The GWS came out fired up to change momentum.
Cameron back onto the ground, grabs it with a quick snap. Is it going to bounce through? No, he can't do that. You can't do that. Cameron has kicked a goal on
the boundary line.
Sports switches with momentum. You can too. Try the switch to Momentum Energy. Visit momentumenergy.com.au today.
Bonus delivery and installation on selected dishwashers now at Harvey Norman. That's right. Until Monday, get bonus delivery and installation on selected dishwashers. Bosch stainless steel dishwasher delivered and installed for only $599. What an offer. Many brands to choose from, delivered and installed. Minimum purchase $599. Fisher & Paykel dish drawer. Bosch, LG, Dishlex, Westinghouse, Smeg, Ariston, AEG freestanding. Don't miss your chance for a great dishwasher deal. Bonus delivery and installation on selected dishwashers. Hurry, offer ends Monday at Harvey Norman. Conditions apply. See store for details.
If you're looking for an amazing family day out, here's some good news. Now you can take the family to the country without leaving the city at the Regional Victoria Living Expo. There are regional food tastings, sports stars, music, dance, displays, kids' activities and entertainment for the whole family. Best of all, it's free. The Regional Victoria Living Expo, May 1st to 3rd at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne. Spoken by Stephen Renfrey.
This week in Inside Football, we look at statistical proof of which clubs will suffer most if interchange rotations are capped. And can you measure a strong list by how many players were first-round draft selections? We run an eye across all clubs to check who began their careers as high draft picks and how that has been reflected in the strength of their club. Nathan Burke explains why he thinks unfashionable Nathan Jones is a better leader than Gary Ablett. And we talk to GWS Dynamo Thomas Bug. SEN Inside Football, on sale at your new newsagent, 7-Eleven stores and sen.com.au.
1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport.
Off the hook for Club Marine. The big news for 2015 is that Australia's favourite marine lifestyle magazine, Club Marine, turns 30.
Yes, we're running late and it's my fault because Ashley and I fought that southern bluefin tuna and still got away. God, there's some big fish around. Call me Rex. Okay, let's get through this for the service that we give right around Australia and at the offices of MatthewHuntFishingServices.com.au. Here's Captain Matthew Hunt.
Morning, Dad. Morning, listeners. We had a great catch of albacore this week. Fish ranging from sort of 12 to 17 kilo in the new scale, so that's great for our southern bluefin tuna anglers that like to cook a bit of fish, not just the sushi, Dad. So the albacore is better cooked. The southern bluefin is the sushi. So very good reports coming from across the west at Port Macdonald there. As Lee Rayner mentioned, nearly 160 kilo tuna taken this week by a group of anglers. And the big news yesterday was a young lady angler with a pending record, Dad. On 24 kilo fish, mid 120 kilos in weight as well. So hopefully those fish will push across to Portland. But the big news here in Portland, of course, the last 2 weeks has been the added advantage of the albacore out on the shelf. Big southern, the big blue whales out on the shelf and some krill, Dad. So this shows you the krill doesn't always follow the coastline.
Goodness me, we've done it before, but it's been last year. The difference to the lay people listening between an albacore tuna, a southern bluefin and a yellow fin and a big eye, all that, they're all in the tunnus family, are they?
Tuna family, Dad. They all sort of predate similarly, have migration patterns and school similarly, eat similar foods. But the main difference with the albacore and the other three are the colour of the flesh. The albacore is a white flesh when cooked, and, Dad, if you crumbed her up, put it beside a fresh chicken fillet, you wouldn't tell the difference.
Good on you, son. Thank you very much. Captain Matthew Hunt on the west coast at Portland of Victoria. Matthew Hunt Fishing Services and Matthew Hunt on Facebook. Let's go to the offices of Always Angling at Traralgon and a man who had a day off during the week to find some kingfish out of Port Albert is on the line, and here's William Thompson across Australia.
Yeah, good morning, Rex. Yeah, the good news is there's still some really good numbers of kingfish out wide off Port Albert and Port Walshcourt at the moment. There's big schools of bait fish out there, so you can get out your surface lures, which is a really good fun thing to do at the moment. Poppers, stick baits, small skirted lures, and you can catch those kingfish on the surface. And I'll tell you what, Rex, there's not much that can beat that, I think. Inside Corner Inlet, there's still some very big gummy sharks getting caught in the entrance in excess of 10 kilos this week, and 15 to 20 metre mark is the place to fish. Further down in the inlet, there's still really good numbers of flathead to 50 centimetres being caught and a few big seven gills as well. In Port Port Albert. We've had big numbers of whiting this week again, which is great news because they have been a little bit quiet over the past month. Just squid and pippies being the best baits on the running tide. And finally, Rex, the straights at Holland's Landing and Seacombe has been dynamite this week, with anglers bagging out on Dusky Flathead, both land-based and in the boat. And there are also some really good numbers of big brim getting caught to 40 centimetres in length using vibe lures.
A wonderful up-to-date report, because he goes onto the ocean or the river or the bay or the estuary, and William Thompson at Always Angling. That's why it's worthwhile going in saying g'day to Will and the crowd down there. Great service to anglers across Australia. Now let's go to Christopher Spence at Norton Estate Winery, Horsham, and we hope this morning finds you, my friend, well, not on the nest, but with a little bit of rain in the gauge.
No, unfortunately, Rex, it all went north of us, mate, and we picked up a couple of millimetres, which is, look, it's refreshing and it's a good start for the season, but a little bit more of that precipitation wouldn't go astray at the moment. We're desperately looking for it. But on the fishing front, mate, Rocklands is the pick of the lakes at the moment. Anglers who love, everyone loves a good feed of redfin, and that good catches are coming out of this lake on both lures and bait, trolling in around 4 to 5 metres of water with lures, such as your stump jumpers, which will work in that area, that metre just off the bottom, or that bottom metre of water. They're the ones picking up the fish, and if you're able to get baits at gudgeon or minnow, some really good fishing is to head around the trees. A lot of small fishing amongst those with those smaller baits. The persistence will see a number of really nice fish for the table. And I'll probably finish up with this one because we're running low on time. But Philando, a lot of people are interested in this lake at the moment. It is a little bit slow at the moment, starting to show signs of improvement. But the fish, the quality of the fish that are in there that are being caught at the moment are very, very good. Bit of patience, mud-eye baits fished under a bubble float is the best way to go at the moment. And some nice redfin to mix in amongst them as well, Rex.
Norton Estate Winery Shiraz, a beautiful drop prepared personally by Christopher Spence and his staff at Norton Estate Winery at Horsham. Let's go to the offices of JC's Bait and Tackle at Swan Hill on the banks of the mighty Murray River.
Morning, Rexy. The Murray at Boundary Bend is producing good-sized yellows on the shrimp and worms. The local Swan Hill area is producing quality cod and yellows on yabbies, grubs and scrub worms. The Edward River at Millamine is rising and is fishing very well for cod and yellows on most baits and trial lures in black and purple and black and green colours. The Walker River is also rising at the GG Bridge and is producing legal cod and yellows and on scrubbies, shrimp and worms. And with the goat moths out and about, Rexy, I'd be getting the surface lures out and giving them a go in the next week or so.
Special thanks to Jimmy Credlin and special thanks to all our reporters. They have given you a great heads up for this weekend, which mightn't be great in weather, but still get out and give them a go. Well, as I say every week, folks, the sun will come up in the morning, hopefully, and who knows what the tide might bring. And in the wonderful world of fishing, I just love doing this show for you because of the feedback I get. I went down with my friend Doug Ristick yesterday and got a lovely feed of King George Whiting and calamari, and my dear wife Lynn prepared it for me last night. 4 million people living around the bay. Get out and use it. It's a great resource. Thanks to Craig Hutchison for the opportunity of broadcasting fishing, to Andrew Fillmore and to Julian Bayard in the wonderful world of fishing. I'm Rex Hunt, and goodbye for now.